Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, we pray that you convict us of our need, that we may rejoice ever strongly that you have come to be our Savior. Let nothing, not even death, can take that away. The words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Are you feeling sought out this Christmas season at all? What are you feeling? Sought out by the media, by the TV, by the marketers trying to get you to buy stuff, people trying to tell you what this is all about. Pressure from the world, from culture, to try to just get you to fit into the perfect idea of Christmas. It's easy with our minds to say it's all about Jesus, but then it's also very easy to get distracted on what it's all about, right? Even if we've heard it so many times before, yet what we also hear so many times is all of the wrong reasons to celebrate Christmas, right? And that's the majority of what's coming into our minds and our hearts, is that it's all about giving, or it's all about presents, or it's all about the decorations, it's all about the family, it's all about the cookies, it's all about that fellowship with those people that we love. And those are good things, but when we take our eyes off the most important thing, it's easy for those holidays to become stress, to become disappointment. When we don't get those things, it's easy to become lonely, it's easy to become afraid, it's easy to become worried about all those things, because we think it's not Christmas unless we have so and so. Maybe you feel that today, that maybe this Christmas isn't like the last Christmas because of someone not with you, because of your health situation or financial situation. So maybe it just doesn't feel like Christmas this time. Maybe it's you who really do need to be sought out, but for the right reason, not for a money reason or something like that. I remember when I was growing up, I just kind of wished that my parents would just not worry so much about having it to be a perfect Christmas. They would go to such great lengths to have all the food prepared and all the cookies and all the big Christmas dinner and so many presents. I probably didn't help that by counting all the presents when I was younger, seeing how many I would have under the tree. But they would stress out so much, and it was obviously they loved me and they wanted to do something good for me. But also, I wish they would just say, you know what? It's okay if things don't go as planned. It's okay if we don't have all those things that we wanted to have. Because that's not the reason why we're doing this. Because the reality is, there's no Christmas celebration that's perfect. Even if you're, you have everything you want for, maybe everything you plan, still, it won't go perfectly. There'll always be something missing. There'll always be something that you could have done better. There'll always be maybe a song you wish you could have sang. And I remember one time I was in New Zealand, and it was 80 degrees, and it was Christmas. We were blessed to have snow just in time here again. I was thinking, this doesn't feel like Christmas. I remember the first year we stopped getting so many gifts and just drew a name from a hat. And I thought, oh, this doesn't really feel like Christmas. I remember other Christmases where I would battle loneliness and battle depression and battle despair. I remember one Christmas I spent in a hospital with my sibling who was struggling with mental illness. I remember another where we were going through divorce. Our family. I remember feeling, oh, unless I'm married, can't be happy at Christmas time. It was a different celebration every year, but what changed? What didn't change, rather, was the message of Christmas. And as I look back on those Christmases, I'm actually kind of glad that I didn't get what I wanted. I'm glad that I didn't get the celebration, that perfect Hallmark American Christmas that we all dream about. I'm glad I didn't get that. Why? Because it reminded me about the true meaning of Christmas. Because what I really wanted for my family back then was just to tell them, I just want to celebrate the birth of Jesus. I just want to celebrate the blessings that he's given to me, the life that I have with him. So why are we getting so caught up in all this other stuff when it's just like an icing on the cake? What I really wanted was to reach out to those other people that, like me, had felt alone and had felt forsaken, that felt neglected, especially during Christmas. Because that's what Christmas is about. At the heart of God, we need to be sought out. We need to be saved from our sinful condition. I'm asking my assistant Linus to help me out with the true meaning of Christmas. Anybody seen this? If you didn't know, it's the 50th anniversary of Charles Schulz, who was the creator of Peanuts, so they had a special edition. So this is a good reminder for us.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Ice cream?
And there were the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, and shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. He shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Chiron.
What's interesting about that is Charlie Brown is struggling with the same worries and stresses that we might struggle with his insecurities and with his failures and with his failures to live the Christmas season that everybody else seemed to be enjoying so much more. And Linus here is the one who gets the meaning of Christmas. And he's just this character. In the cartoon, he's just a kid with a blanket because he needs a security blanket to walk around to keep himself, you know, feeling safe. And he walks around sucking his thumb. And this is the person who's portrayed as getting the meaning of Christmas. And all the other cooler Peanuts characters just didn't get it. See, because that's the heart of God. He comes and announces the coming of his birth first to the shepherds, these low-class outcasts in society, the dregs, walk around sheep all day. They weren't looked upon very highly. But these are the people that Jesus chooses to announce his coming to first. Because at the very heart of God is a desire for the lost, the outcast, the broken. So the meaning of Christmas, as Linus said, is that a Savior has come, that he's Christ the Lord. Now, don't disrespect to the president, but after he watched this video, he commented on it and said, all the true meaning of Christmas is that tiny trees just need a little bit of love. I mean, on that. Not exactly, right? Even someone as high as the presidency can get it wrong. Because it's not about what we have, it's not about what position we're in. It's about where our hearts are at to receive this Savior. Because it's our problem to acknowledge that we're weak and broken, we acknowledge that we're helpless, to acknowledge that we're the ones that need to be sought out and saved. Just think about what it was like to be found when you were lost and helpless. You were lost in a snowstorm. Somebody came and rescued you. What did that feel like? This is precisely the imagery we have in the coming of Jesus. Because in the midst of our brokenness, Jesus comes to save us. And this Christmas won't be perfect. That last Christmas won't be perfect. The next one won't be perfect. You know what? Our lives are not perfect right now either. But it's precisely into our brokenness that Jesus comes and saves us. And because of our brokenness. And that is why year after year we can celebrate the birth of our Lord with joy. Because it's exactly what we need. It's exactly what our Lord has delivered to us. He continues to speak through his messengers today. Just like the angels told the shepherds. Good news of great joy. Your worst, most important need has been answered through the birth of Jesus Christ. And the word Jesus actually means salvation. When he came to earth, he lived that perfect life for us under the law that we could never live. That's why we have our reading from Galatians, it says, then the time had fully come, God sent his Son. He sought you all, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. That's what the Christmas message does, is it changes us. It changes our very identity, which changes the whole way that we look at the world and look at the past, the present, and the future. God has changed us from sinful and helpless to holy and forgiven, from condemned to not guilty, from slaves to sons and daughters, from aliens and strangers to heirs of the eternal kingdom. From prisoners to redeemed. From forsaken to sought out and saved by the Lord. So take a cue from the shepherds and depart in peace and joy, spreading the good news that a Savior has come for you, is Christ the Lord. Amen.